Our epistle reading is from the letter of Titus, 3rd chapter, verses 4 through 7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, beginning of the second chapter. In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I love that line. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I'm not entirely sure why I love it so. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I think it's because it makes me wonder how Mary treasured those words she heard from the shepherds. Wonder about the thoughts her pondering prompted. Wonder about the feelings these stirred up in her. Does it make you wonder too? It makes me wonder, I think, because there is for me a fair bit of the mysterious in Mary's treasuring and pondering. That fits, because this whole thing was filled with mystery, of angels and shepherds, of humility and obedience, of godly hope and divine promise, of immaculate conception and Holy Spirit mission, of incarnation and salvation. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I suspect that Mary treasured and pondered not just for a few days or weeks or months, not just until Jesus was weaned, not just until Jesus was verbal, but for the rest of Mary's life. As Jesus grew from baby to child to adolescent to man, she surely returned to the words and events from that night and from even before, recalling them, repeating them, considering them, probing them for their deeper and deepest meaning, asking what they might be telling her to do. There must have been times when it was hard, when he got lost, or rather, when she didn't know where he was, when he made people think he was crazy, when he made people angry, when he was arrested, when she saw him put to death. Even then, I'm sure, she went back to that treasuring place within her heart, and she pondered. There must have been times when it was glorious, as he grew, as he loved, as he blessed, when he precociously discussed the scriptures with scholars, when he turned water into wine, as she heard of his teaching the crowds and feeding the multitudes and healing the lepers and challenging the arrogant, when he came to her again, no longer dead but alive, the same but more, her son and her Lord. Then too, I'm sure, she went back to that treasuring place within her heart, and she pondered. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. It seems to me that many people make too little of Mary. They think of her as weak. They question what she knew. Mary, did you know? They treat her as irrelevant. So they think that she has nothing to tell them, no word to give them, no example to offer them. Or some people make too much of her, and doing so in a way that still makes too little of her. They elevate her, but really they just put her on a pedestal, like a priceless museum piece, and they put her away. They look at her uniqueness and see everything about her as unattainable. So they think that she has nothing to tell them, no word to give them, no example to offer them. Consider what strength she must have had to say yes to God in that way. Not only to give birth to Jesus, but to be his mother. That must have been a challenge. To go back again and again to that treasuring place and to ponder. This was the strength of faith. This was the strength of remembering God's promise and trusting in it. This was the strength of knowing that, in treasuring and pondering the good news of this son of hers, she would come to know even more the mystery of the Son of God, and that in him she would find joy. My friends, this was and is the strength available to all the beloved of Christ. And for that reason, even more, I again wonder about Mary's pondering. I wonder whether we might learn from her. I wonder what might happen with us, what God would make of us, if we, treasured all the words of and about Jesus, and we pondered them in our hearts. I believe that it would make a tremendous difference in how we lived, and in what we felt, and in what we did. It would make a difference in our values and in our choices. It would make a difference in what we held on to and what we gave away. It would make a difference in ways that could not be seen, but also really, it really would make a difference in ways that could be seen. Surely it would be life-changing. We and many around us, and even beyond us, would be changed. So I urge you, treasure the good news Jesus carried and told and taught and lived and gave. Treasure the words he spoke, and he still speaks today. Treasure these and ponder these in your hearts as a daily act of worship. May we all follow Mary's example. May we all treasure the words of Jesus and ponder them in our hearts. Please pray with me. Loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and thank you for the mighty gift we celebrate this day, the Incarnation. Help us, Lord, to treasure and to ponder every day, going back to that treasuring place in our heart where we can ponder the Word of life made flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen and amen.